Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Hello, 94.1. I'm writing this in hopes of getting my confession on the morning show. I am new to the area. I moved here about 4 months ago for a job. I did not know anyone here, not one person. So as a last resort before I left Philly, I made a Facebook post about needing a roommate. I actually found one within hours of making it. He lives in the USF area, and his roommate was moving out, and he needed to fill a room. Everything was good because I never see him. Everything is good because I never see him. Our initial time we met was at a local coffee shop, and since then I've only laid eyes on him like 4 or 5 times. Our work schedules are totally opposite. As soon as he gets home, he goes straight to the room to do whatever he does. I hear a lot of gunshots and video game sounds, so I'm assuming that's what he's getting into, or watching movies or something, but I really don't know. The other day, I had like 7 or 8 people over to the house, a small little house party / get together. He popped his head out for a split second, and that was it. This is crazy to me that I live with someone who feels like a ghost. I've even texted him a few times trying to start a conversation, build a friendship, but he's made it pretty clear with his 1 or 2 words responses that he's not a big talker and doesn't really want to be friends. Is this strange, or is this just normal behavior?
Okay, so there's so many different. You could have had like a really bad roommate situation. First of all, I mean, they can go.
This isn't the worst thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
having a ghost.
I understand that maybe he's lonely. This person is lonely. Wishes they had like a little bit more communication, especially since you're living with that person. But yeah, he's not.
He's an introvert for sure.
He is,
and you know, as much.
He's not rude.
It kind of is rude. It is. I think if you text somebody and you hit me back with a K or a 1-word response, I think it's kind of rude. And it also makes it clear that he's not interested in your friendship. But a lot of people have had crazy roommate situations.
It could be way worse.
When I lived in Orlando, I had 2 roommates, and each of them were a whole character. The first one, his name was Jacob Jacobson.
Okay.
I'll never forget Jacob Jacobson. I would always call him Jacob Jacobson. He'd be like, "My name is Jake." He was from Iowa. He said he lived like 5 minutes from Amish people. And what I'll never forget about him was one day he had like 5 or 6 of his Iowa friends that came to Orlando. They stayed for about a week. And I remember I woke up for class one day. It was early, maybe about 7:30. And they were all up, and they had a big-ass map out on the kitchen table, and they were looking for the hood.
Oh my,
in
what?
Orlando. They had never been to the hood before. They were trying to figure out and get directions to the hood.
A highlighter like, on there, like, "Hey, okay, we're going to take a left
on
this."
I told them, I'm like, "This is a very bad idea."
Right.
And I want to hear what happens when you, if you make it back. And also, I had one more roommate in that year that I lived in Orlando. His name was Jorge. And Jorge was a really cool dude. But one time his father came for what was supposed to be a weekend. And he ended up being the dude on the couch for about 3 months.
Stop.
His dad never left. His dad didn't contribute, ate all the groceries, was all up in the fridge. And I knew Jorge was about to move out. And I was like, "Should I say something? Should I just wait it out?" I ended up just waiting it out. And those were my 2 crazy roommate stories.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a situation with a roommate?
Definitely a million. But the one that stands out the most, when I was in college and I was in a dorm. And, of course, they put you with somebody you don't know.
Right.
Anybody. So she would move in. The first day she had a couple of things there. And I never saw her for like 3-4 months.
So it's not out of the ordinary to have a ghost as a roommate.
But then she decided to move back in at 2 a.m. in the morning on like a Saturday after I went out of like nowhere, like fully move in. And yeah, she was super weird, never wanted to talk to me. So it's not perfect, but at least, you know, they're not messy and rude.
If you have a roommate story, if you can kind of relate to an oddball that you live with, hit us up right now. 888-429-0941. You can call us. You can text us. Crazy roommate stories make my man from Philly feel a little bit better. It's coming up next. Coming from Brooksville, we have Amanda on the line. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning. How are you?
So you heard this roommate situation. Have you ever dealt with an oddball as a roommate?
Yes. I was telling Meredith, I had this girl I was living with, and she's bisexual, which I'm fine with that. I don't have anything against it. And I am heterosexual. I only like guys. there's numerous times that she would try and get with me even after I told her, no, I'm good, even while her boyfriend lived with us too.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. So she had a boyfriend and then she would hit on you. Would she do it like when you were drinking or alone?
It was when if we were drinking, if we were at the house by ourselves, like if her boyfriend went to the store or something, or even with her boyfriend there.
Oh, wow. Did it make it super awkward living with her?
I stayed in my room most of the time.
Oh, man.
That sucks.
I was working two jobs, so I was barely ever home. So when I was home, it was like being attacked. And there was one time she even tried it when I had the guy I was talking to over. I'm like, bro, like, you need to go.
Oh, she was trying to have that menage.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no means no, okay?
Yeah, it's different when it's next door.
Some
it's like you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
Amanda, thank you for hitting us up. 888-429-0941. Josh from the Berg. What up, Josh?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
Doing great, my man. Roommate stories, what you got for me?
Absolutely. So my very first roommate ever going into college, he was a close friend, and I was in a little bit of a situation that I was trying to leave. So I moved into his house with him for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then we got an apartment together, and I should have known when his parents wouldn't co-sign his part of the lease that was going to be trouble. Man ended up getting a job right before Ultra for the census. This was back, you know, when the census was,
yeah,
I don't know, like 2012 area. And so he gets that job right before Ultra and says that, hey, I'm going to Ultra this weekend. I'll be back Tuesday. And I'm like, are you going to be able to start that job when you get back? He's like, oh, yeah, sure. They said they'd push training back. He comes back and gets fired as soon as he gets back because he bailed on his training.
Oh.
The roommate after that then stayed. I had, of course, financial troubles because of that. So I'd made a deal with the people in the leasing office. The guy after that calls me while I'm in Tampa working for my mom, living with my mom, working two jobs. In between those two jobs, he calls me because he's sitting on the side of the road in my car that he took out and he got towed. And while the tow truck driver's there, he's asking me if I want anything left out of my car. So all I told him was to see if he could get me the wheels off the car.
Josh, he asked you permission to borrow the car?
Oh, absolutely not.
He just stole your whip?
Yes, stole my car, got my car towed, calls me on the side of the road, asked me if I want anything from it. I'm like, hey, go ahead and give me the wheels. See if the tow driver can help you out.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So needless to say, he wasn't your roommate very much longer after that.
Oh, no. When I came back, we almost had a fist fight and I threw him out.
Oh,
he also drank
man.
All my alcohol while I was gone, too.
He stole your alcohol?
Everything but the 99 bananas.
What?
The 99 bananas.
I mean, that's how things light on fire.
That's wild. Josh, thank you for sharing, man. I think this guy from Philly probably doesn't feel so bad right now.
He's feeling a little better.
888-429-0941. What are they saying on the text?
Out of the 757, you put up an ad for a roommate. Of course, it's not a friend. I think it's kind of an odd expectation that people think that they're going to be best friends with people that you're just living with. Be thankful that your complaint isn't that he doesn't pay rent or super loud or that he doesn't clean up after himself.
Okay. I mean, it could be worse. I think my man is just, he's just trying, he said he moved here without knowing anybody. He's trying to make friends with the dude that he shares a spot with. I don't think it's unreasonable.
We got another one out of the 813. I had a roommate in college who didn't believe in taking showers. I tried to be polite and let him know that he stunk. Well, that didn't work. Eventually, we got into a huge fight about other things and about him needing a shower, and he just wouldn't leave, and he's just stunk up the entire place.
Speaking of stinking up the place, we got a text out the 813. It says, I had a roommate that used to pee in his bed because it was adult pee. His room smelled awful and he had to do laundry every single day. Oh, man. Makes you, you know, flashback and be thankful that, you know,
it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't in my situation. It was only for a year with Jacob Jacobson and Jorge.
And his dad sleeping on a couch for 4 months.
Yeah. And then a dude. Right. And then homie said his that one roommate only lasted 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, who called in. All right. So it could always be worse. Having somebody that doesn't bother you and is a ghost. maybe now kind of, you know, taking in perspective like,
yeah.
Yo, it could be somebody that's super loud, that's always in my business. So, yeah, be thankful, man. Keep him. I think you should keep this guy around.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is what you want. It could definitely be a lot worse if he was all up in your business, all up in your space.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.